Chapter 2 25 Larkin Street in Fulham was just beyond the World's End area of Chelsea. Maisie travelled by underground railway to Walham Green Station and walked to Larkin Street. Having been born in Lambeth and engaged in work that took her from the poorest streets to the most exclusive crescents in London, Maisie had no fear of a slum. Though now a woman of some wealth, for the most part she dressed in an unassuming manner. Her clothes were good but plain, and it was not her way to flaunt her status in any perceptible fashion. Thus she walked with ease through an area so called because King James II, who rode regularly along the King's Road in his day, had described the region as being at the end of the world. For Frederick Adams, it had been a world that had saved his life, following his escape from the German army occupying Belgium. According to the notes furnished by Thomas, Adams had entered Britain aboard a fishing boat that came aground just outside Dymchurch. Some 20 people had made the crossing in storms plaguing the English Channel. It was not a long journey by any means, but for refugees fleeing an enemy it might as well have been a million miles. Adams was almost 16 when he at last reached safety, the same age as the century. He was married, 2 years later, to an English girl, Enid Parsons, a young woman 3 years older than her new husband. Her first sweetheart, the boy she had loved since childhood and thought herself destined to marry, had perished in August 1916 in one of the many battles fought along the Somme Valley in France from July to November that year. Maisie slowed her pace. How had it been for the young couple, both grieving for what had been lost, yet embarking on a new life together? She understood loss, understood how it could leach into every fibre of one's being, how it could dull the shine on a sunny day, and how it could replace happiness with doubt, giving rise to a lingering fear that good fortune might be snatched back at any time. Yet they had raised a son and a daughter, and now Enid Adams, a woman just a little older than herself, was enduring the brutal death of her husband, and perhaps the departure of her son to another battlefield. Maisie wondered how she would ever be able to speak to the woman to question.